Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side, open mic around the world. Welcome, everybody, and election night.
Sorry.
All right, so I went down to the polls, had to find them.
Pissed.
And, you know, I went down there, and I'm going to this building, and they evidently hired some kind of security people. You know, I don't know what that's all about, but anyway. So the guy says, "Are you blind?" I referred him to my dog. I said, "Do you see my dog? Do you see what it says on our harness?" I said, "Are you blind?" Yeah. He didn't answer me. So, and then
well,
I said to him,
"Explain what it says on your harness."
And then I said to him, "You know, I want to know if you have the machine that I can read." You know. And he said, "No, we only have write-in ballots in this building." So I go in there, only to find out that I'm in the wrong school. There's a couple of schools, so I'm in the wrong school.
Oh.
But now I'm thinking, what if a person who's blind or disabled, who is in that district, and there's no machine in there? What do you do?
Oh,
then?
Yeah. Oh, I'd
what happens
I'd
then?
I'd be pissed.
Where's the enforcement?
I'd be calling the news.
Shouldn't there be a machine at every location?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but they don't have it.
Oh, I'd be
anyway,
calling Board of Elections. I would.
Yeah, if you can get through.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they got me over to the other building, and I went in and I voted, and you know, they set the thing up. Didn't take very long. Well, now there was one other thing that we had to straighten out, because when you were voting in the past on these accessible machines, the ballot would come out. And the worker had to handle it, and they could read it. Now the thing goes right into the box. So.
Oh, nice! It does.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
so
know
they
if
they heard us
do.
On that, but I'm concerned about that. Not every place has a machine.
And I'm concerned that our machines are different from your machines, which is stupid too.
Well, I don't know. I've only used one type, so I don't know what.
No, our machines are different than yours.
Well,
what
other type there is.
No, they're different. Entirely different.
They're sound, aren't they sound?
Yes, but they're entirely different format than yours. Because when I was at Silo once, they had a demonstration of the machine. I said, "These aren't the machines that I have." And the woman said to me, "Where are you located?" And I said, "Well, I'm in Nassau County." She goes, "Oh, yeah, their machines are entirely different than this." I said, "Where's this? Where are these machines?" She said to me, "Oh, these are in Suffolk County. They're different than the Nassau County machines." I said, "Well, that's stupid. Why isn't the state entirely the same?" She goes,
"Well, they evidently bought them from different places."
Yeah, but tell that to the government. It should be entirely the same.
Yeah, but they probably one was probably less expensive than the other. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, but they should all purchase the same machine. So they
all they don't operate that way.
No, they don't.
You
but
know.
They all should be. Well, actually, your machine is better than ours. Ours is so antiquated. Not antiquated, but just doesn't work properly compared to yours. Anyway.
Well, I don't know.
I've never used.
I think I used it once in the beginning when we had a demonstration at the Board of Election.
Oh, really?
Two times. Yeah, but I don't remember it that well. But
it's not an easy machine.
This one I know.
Machine. Yeah. I saw
anyway,
how easy your machine was compared to that one.
I voted. I
so
couldn't
easy.
Make up my mind. I finally made up my mind. I voted for, I'll tell you, one of the people I voted for, this nice lady, Alexis Wyke.
Oh, you were able to. Okay.
Who is a friend of Senator Boyle. And I've got my vote in for her. So hopefully we're going to be getting together and we're going to try to get this program off the ground to help people get out of nursing homes.
That's going to be awesome.
So we'll see what happens with that. But I did vote.
I couldn't vote.
For her. You couldn't vote. Well, why? Why
well,
not?
Well, they have this stupidity that goes on when you go to get an accessible absentee ballot, first of all. And that is, first of all, you have to go online. That's not the problem, because you get, if you have, quote, accessible equipment to have, you know, things be read to you, first of all. So say you have that, okay, just for argument's sake. Okay, you have that equipment, and you have the website read to you. And you go down on the page and you locate the particular form that you need. All right, so you click on the link. Now you have to have the form, not the form, the actual thing emailed to you after you fill out this sort of like contact information that you input all the information, and then it locates your voter registration. Once you get your voter registration located, and then it'll email you the actual form already filled out, meaning with your name.
Sounds
and everything.
Very complicated.
So, it is, because I can't
Ridiculous.
See it. It's all in 18 font, and my vision is worse than 18 font. So I'm like sitting there, and not only is it, they say, oh, but you could magnify it. Yeah, of course you could magnify it. But the problem is, it's not only that; it's the space between the letters. I can't see it. It's too small. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I can't even see this darn thing. It's too narrow. So wouldn't you think that they would be giving you certain, like, speech or something on a website or something? No. Nada. You can't see it. So I said, okay, I'm going to
do
whatever.
Well, I voted on a computer. That machine is a computer. Why don't they just let people vote that way?
On a computer at home, yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
They don't have it. They don't have it.
Well, I don't know why not.
That would be nice, but
that machine is a computer type.
It is not connected to a network.
Tells you
what
to do.
That's the difference. It's not a computer, Frank. It's a standalone machine without a network. That's the difference.
It's connected,
it's connected
to something, because evidently
it's connected
it works.
To a plug. That's all it's connected to. It's not connected to, like, it's just a screen, and it records that it just marks the document, and it's a printer. That's all it is. And that's all
well,
you have.
Why don't they hook those into the computers, and then somebody can just go on the website and do the same thing I did? Wouldn't that be simple?
Well, what they should do is have something where they send you, okay, where you could have something where you could, and then they lend it to you for a bit, and then they send it back. You have to send this darn thing back, like the Library of Congress could send it to you, and then you send it back, and you're responsible for it, period. That's all.
Well, there's a simple way to do it. Obviously,
a device.
They don't believe that strongly in the internet, not to let people vote online. Everybody does everything else online.
Yeah. Well, no,
so
I
shows
think
you that,
they should have it where it's a private, secure, one-way system, that it's not two-way, that anybody can get into it. There's got to be some way that this can be secured, that it's only a one-way system, that all the information goes in, but nobody can get things out.
Well, anybody can always get in if they know what to do and how to manipulate.
Yeah,
you can't entirely stop that. I mean, there's always something, always somebody.
Well,
you know?
If you make it like where, you know, it's a VPN system and it's only, you know, where somebody can actually just use it as a VPN system, you possibly can get it to work. I mean, I'm not privy on, you know, how to create those, but I'm sure you can get it to work. I mean, but I don't know. See, you've got other nations that have, you know, capitalized on, you know, creating, wreaking havoc on our election system, that it's not very good, you know, that they do that. But they do it, and that's the problem.
Yeah, well, that's where you have all this anti-hacker stuff and all that.
That doesn't really work that much. You know, I wish it worked better.
No matter what you do, people can always figure a way. I mean, you know, you're going to sit around
and worry about
that, forget it, you know.
Yeah, well,
I've
always thought this, that a lot of those anti-hacking software have been created by the hackers themselves.
Yeah,
you know?
Who knows?
Yeah.
All these reasons and a lot more is why I don't believe in computers that much. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not really into all that stuff. Somebody sent me an email today and the other day. So stupid. It said, I need you to fill out this form.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they're going on and on and on with letters and numbers and all kinds of million and all this crap. I said, get the hell out of here. You know, I clicked it off. These people are so damn stupid.
They know
that
you
they,
can't.
Why do they assume that everybody can read this stuff, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's so stupid.
They know that you just call me on the phone.
What the hell is it about, you know?
Well, yeah, they don't realize that your email system is not by sight. It's by voice. And they just continue to
send
you.
Either that or they do know it and they don't care.
That's another thing. You know, both. Both actually transpire in that case.
Anyway, my prediction is Biden. I'm not saying who I voted for, but I think he's going to win.
I think he is going to win. Anyway, that's what's been happening on TV. They've been saying a lot of, you know, states that are going towards him right now. But you never know. The fat lady hasn't sang. I don't know. I haven't voted, so I can't, you know. And then I went to go to the precinct, you know, to find out what's going on, and I get a news flash from the local patch, you know, the Long Island patch in my area. So I said, okay, let me find out what this says. And it says, long lines at your local election. I said, okay, what's going on? So I said to my aide, she was going on her way to pick up milk for, you know, my husband and for my mother-in-law. I says, okay, do me a favor. When you're on your way there, take a look at, you know, the polls.
Yeah, but how can you stand on wait on a line if you don't know they have the machine inside? You got to find that out first.
Wait.
And to do that, you got to go in inside.
She went to on the way there. She saw the lines around the building. She gets to the store. She goes, holy cow, the lines are around the building. She sees, you know, she was there for about an hour doing other shopping, you know, for me and my husband. You know, we gave her a list. And she sees the guy that, you know, that we know, you know, Scott, who's on the power wheelchair. And he was waiting outside. He uses the accessible machine. And he was waiting
outside. Does he use the accessible? I don't know, does he?
Yes, he does. We go there, and because he can't use his hands very well, so he uses the machine, you know?
Yeah.
So he can't, like, mark the little thing, so he uses the machine. So he was, you know, waiting outside. So she came back out, and he was having trouble getting out of the vehicle. When she came back after that hour, he was having trouble getting out of the place. She
so did they have the machine
the
in there?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the thing you got to find out.
I didn't go in there. You know why?
No.
I wasn't going to wait on that long line outside.
No. You don't understand what I'm saying. How can you wait on a line if you don't know they got the way for you to vote in there?
But nor was I going to try to.
The line is good for the regular person because they know that when they go in there.
She said right at the doorway.
They can see how to vote.
There was a whole bunch of people waiting there. That's the problem. I wasn't going to wait right at the doorway.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. You don't
no,
wait.
Hear what
you
you're
go
saying.
In directly and find out if they have the machine.
I understand
what
you're
saying. Why should you wait on a line?
No, but you're not
understanding
what I'm saying.
Hundreds of people are using the machine, then yeah, you got to wait on a line.
No, but there was people standing right in front of the doorway.
For what?
So
you move them out of the damn way. What the hell's the big deal?
Easier said than done.
Tell them to get out of the way.
Easier said than done.
Nah, come on. Anyway, inner sight.
Try being on a wheelchair. It's not that easy.
Open mic.
And blind.
around the world.
What do I, slap him with the cane?
Yeah, you tell him to get the hell out of the way. I got to go find out if I can vote in here.
Yeah, right.
It's so easy.
Not
you
that
get
easy,
the, you
right?
get the You get the police to clear the door if you have to.
All right.
That's what they're
next
supposed
time I'll
to do.
Think of that.
You got to find out if they have the means by which you're allowed to vote. I mean, you shouldn't have to do that, but you know, you're going to stay on a line for 2 hours and then find out they don't have the damn thing in there. Hell, not me. I went right up to the door and demanded, you know, to know. And the first place I went to, they didn't have the damn machine. See?
Yeah, I remember.
See my point?
That.
If
no,
I'd have waited out there and waited out there like an ass.
And then find out that they didn't have the machine.
And then find out that
pissed.
I'm in the wrong place and they didn't have the machine. No.
I would have been even more pissed.
Yeah. You go right up
no,
to
I
the would've. Door. People don't move. You call the cops.
But,
say, I got to find. I'm disabled. I don't know if I can vote in here or not. And they'll come and clear the damn door. A lot of places had a police car there anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but this place was just really, really unreal.
But
mean,
you
they
have
had a
right to know
yeah.
if you can vote in the place, not
yeah.
just, to, you know, before you stand around and, you know, you find out the damn place is not accessible to vote. Anyway, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, and Adopt an Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check it out, and they operate on donations, by the way.
Yes, they do.
All right. Inner
Joanne's
Sight.
A very beautiful person.
Yeah. Election night, Inner Sight, open mic, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy, a good friend to Inner Sight.
Yes.
Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information.
No,
call
yeah.
Mr. Kennedy. All right, what else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight, beautiful children. Mm-hmm. Take care of them, watch over them, protect them. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. And we remember a lot of the little ones who didn't have a fair chance, who passed away. Corey, Avante, little Tommy.
Yeah.
All right. And all the others. Ollie Campbell, who had excellent
yeah.
care.
Yes, he did. It.
So there's the example.
Right.
There's the example. That every child should have the kind of parents that Ollie had.
Yes.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight. And what else we got? Good Mojo Princes, SuttonInsurance.com, TruelLawCenter.com, some of our friends. And let's see, don't forget, who else we got? Baha Monday,
yeah, that's right.
James Baha Monday, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. you need any good advice. Now, how about the Able News? Is the headline out yet?
Oh, I haven't checked that, but let's...
No, it
wouldn't be. You know why? Because they have to waiting for the election results. So probably maybe tomorrow.
Headline will be out.
Maybe
next week.
Tomorrow, next week, probably, yeah. All right, so let me give you Able News. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has subscription. You could also get that subscription online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription. And back to you, Frank.
I wonder if the old or the new president is going to protect people who are denied guide dogs and service dogs.
Oh, I hope so.
There's a situation where they don't even have to spend any money. Everything you hear today is money, 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 right? Well, here's something where they don't even have to spend a damn dime. In fact, they can make money on it.
Yeah.
License the school. Sign our petition. Change.org. And I would hope that the first thing should be the first thing, because we deserve it, that the new president does, or the old president, is license these schools, put it on a federal mandate.
That's right.
That's what we really, one of the things we really need. Because people don't have a chance.
No, they don't. Chance of heck.
You know, they raise...
say something else, but...
the schools raise all that money, put you on a waiting list. You don't even know if they're training a dog for you when you're on that waiting list. That's an insult. So we
you
need
don't even
that.
Know if they have a program left. Let's put it that way. Look what happened to me.
You don't know anything.
No, you don't.
You know? And in the time that you're on the waiting list, they could change their whole damn program for all you know.
That's right. That's right.
And you wouldn't know it until you get a letter, we don't have a dog for you.
Or they'll say to you, we've canceled that program. I'm sorry. You're going to have to, try again.
And how do you know that's true?
Right. And look what happened with me. They asked me, they said to me, we would like some money or whatever, And you're like, why? You're thinking about the whole thing. And you're like,
the services.
And
they ask you for money. Yeah, that's commonplace.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're like,
all right, in a site, 213-816-1650, election night, and I would suspect that the Democrats and the Republicans are gearing up for the party.
Yeah, both of them.
I don't know who's going to have the party or what. You know what's going to be interesting? I can't picture... If Biden wins, I can't picture Donald Trump getting up there and humbly acknowledging Joe Biden.
Oh no, I can't.
I just can't picture that. He's going to get up there. I can picture him getting up there and saying, "That son of a bitch! He won it by steal. He stole it. I'm going to prove it. I'm taking him to court. I got him. Get up here, Mr. Giuliani." And he's got Giuliani next to him.
Yeah.
And Giuliani is spelling out the court proceedings for the next day, and it's all over the news. That's the Donald Trump that I picture.
Yeah.
Because I can't picture him. Congratulations, Joe. It was a long, hard fight. You came out. I wish you all the best. I'm going to do it. Everything I can to help you. I can't.
He won
Indiana. I can't picture Trump.
No, I can't either. He won Indiana.
Who won? Who's he?
He won Indiana only.
Who? Who are you talking about?
Trump won Indiana.
Well, say who you're talking about. Trump won Indiana. Well, maybe he can move to Indiana. You know why he won Indiana, don't you?
Yeah, why?
Got all them rednecks down there, out west. Yes,
wait
sir.
Wait a minute. Let's see. Polls closed.
I voted for Donald Trump because ain't nobody taking my gun, boy.
Oh, and McConnell won a second term. Mitch McConnell. whatever term he won. I don't know if it's second. But he won another term.
Well, we all knew that.
Yeah. So, that's what that is.
It's only in Indiana. No other states come in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a step in the right direction. I don't know how important Indiana is, but...
Yeah. They were saying because of, just because of certain things, they were saying that that's one of the red states. Red states, yeah.
Yeah, I just said that. The rednecks.
Yeah, rednecks.
All right, anybody on the line?
Let's check. Hold on.
213-816-1650. I predict personal. This is a personal prediction. Nothing to do with Intersight that Biden's going to win. Yeah.
I think he is, too, just by
the
way. I
hope I'm wrong.
I don't know who's going to win, but I think that's who is going to win. Just by the way the newscast is. I didn't vote for anybody, so I wish I did, but...
I'm not saying who I voted for, but my prediction is Biden.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I know who you did vote for, but I'm not going to say.
Open mic around the world. I want to get a tally. How many we got?
You voted for Sarah Bell, right?
Yeah. How many we got on the listenership?
Oh,
I want to see
a good number this afternoon. I don't know if it went up. I don't know if it went up. So let me check. We have no callers right now.
Right.
Ouch.
Well, they're all watching the election.
That's right.
Okay.
They'll catch us on the coming around, you know? Let me get our listeners.
Open mic, see if we can get a...
Oh, get ready, drum roll. 99,950.
Oh, wow, we almost made it.
We almost did.
I knew we were going to make it by election day.
Yeah, tell them to squeeze out 50 tonight.
50 listeners we need to make it, world. 100,000.
Come on, everybody.
Come on.
50.
Come on. The hell with the election.
Squeeze it out. Squeeze it. We don't need
Hey,
none.
Indiana, you voted for Trump? Vote for 50 listeners. Come on.
I told you.
We'll take a couple of rednecks. We ain't prejudiced.
Oh, we'll take a couple of anything right now.
Especially rednecks with money.
Doggies, anything. Anything.
All right, Intersight.
Y'all.
Wow, we're kicking it.
Uh-huh, that's right. I thought you'd like that.
Any big shot producers out there, I'd be willing to sit down and talk to you.
We both will.
If the deal is right.
That's right.
Yeah. Remember, that's right. Though, it's Intersight. We don't change the concept. All right, around the world, Intersight, and let's see, tomorrow night, we're going to talk about, yes, there is an alternative.
Yes.
Even though this stupid-ass Johnson over there in England.
Mm.
Well, I'll never forget that British conquest and that story when I went to, we invited the Associated Press, and I got Doc Broderick to come with me. Now, he's British, you know.
Yeah, no.
He's British. He's one of the top veterinarians, and he went with me, and we went right up to the British consulate and held a news conference right in their damn office. Doc's crazy. He's weird.
He is crazy.
Anyway, so we're standing there, and this guy comes out. You know, he's got the suit and everything. And, Doc's got a nice... he's a wealthy man, you know.
Yeah, no.
Wearing a nice suit. Well, I don't know what the hell I wore, but anyway.
Yeah.
The guy comes out and he says, oh, he goes, you can go to England. When you get off the plane, we'll take your dog and we'll have another dog for you.
What an idiot.
This stupid, moronic idiot. You know, and Doc lost it.
I know.
What the hell's the matter with you, you stupid ass? You can't put a dog in a blind man's hand and tell him to guide the man, you stupid. It doesn't work like that. He's yelling all over the British consulate. And the Associated Press guy is standing back, you know, he's a little nervous. And
it's
going to come to blow. I wish it would have. What a story.
Yeah.
And they're writing the damn thing up.
Yeah.
It goes all over England.
Yeah.
All over the Associated Press. And I called...
I called
Elizabeth Taylor's publicist. She sent me a beautiful letter, you know, and her yacht. She was a big dog. Oh.
Mm.
She had about 25 dogs on her yacht.
Oh, wow.
And they wouldn't let her in British waters. She had to keep the yacht outside.
That's
know.
Horrible, actually.
So she got wind of it. You know,
she was
it got
upset.
Into the paper, and Barbara Walters said something about it, and we changed the damn law.
That's awesome.
And there was this guy, Plunkett, blind guy, who worked. He worked for Parliament, and he couldn't leave Britain and come back.
That's horrible.
With his dog, you know. So we called him. Joe and I called him on the phone. called England.
When was this? What year?
He was happy. He was happy that we were doing this, you know.
No, he must have been.
So that was
that's the
stupidity world. That is the stupidity of England. If you want to know how stupid they are, you want to know why the guy says there's no alternative? Because he's got
that's
the same moronic attitude that this jackass had at the British consulate.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Why he said it. So tomorrow night we're gonna explain to him that there are alternatives.
Yes, there are.
And
many.
We'll talk about that tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But that's my British story, and don't be surprised if I get carried away and repeat it again tomorrow night. All right, inner sight.
I would say the same thing.
213-816-1650. And Thursday we're going to talk about, will the new president liberate us?
That's true.
Or the old president.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever makes it, you know. Yeah. Thursday night. Friday night at the Funnies. Let's see. Television. Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20. All right. 7:30. Channel 20. Long Island. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit, Wednesday nights. All right, check us out. 11 o'clock, Wednesday night. Don't watch the news. Watch Inner Sight.
That's right.
All right, let's see. Open mic. They said a lot of people are leaving New York.
Yeah.
And going to small towns where the taxes are lower.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Can't blame them. People move around a lot anyway. You know. But yours truly, I'm sticking right here. I'm gonna stick it out. I'm gonna kick butt.
Mm.
All right. Inner Sight. And let's see, what else is in the I listened to the business news. CNBC is the business. Oh, they said whoever wins, the auto industry is going to be affected in two different ways, but they didn't give any details.
Say what ways? Oh, wow.
So I don't know how the auto unions voted. They're for or against. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, usually the Republicans are like the unions. But, you know, you never know these days. All right, Inner Sight open mic. Oh, if you call in, by the way, turn down your speakerphone, your mother-in-law and all that stuff, and try to use a landline. It's clearer usually, you know.
Yeah.
All right, and 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Stop.
Yes,
don't worry about the... Don't worry about the election. It'll be there tomorrow and the next day. And after that, you won't hear from any of these politicians for 3 months anyway.
Yeah. They'll be busy counting ballots now.
And counting their money.
Guess who is on the line?
Oh, I don't know. We got a caller? Let's take a phone call.
Yes. We have a phone call.
Inner Sight. Live.
Lovey drops. Lovey drops.
Oh, all right. Let's get Louie. Yeah.
Here he comes.
Louie. On Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Live.
Hey, Louie.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, Louie won the election.
Say it again.
Did you go vote?
Louie's the new president.
Oh, my father went to vote.
Oh, he went? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Oh, yeah. Louis, senior.
Senior, yeah.
Yeah, not junior.
Not junior.
Oh, you're
junior
old enough
vote?
To vote.
Yeah, you were.
No. The senior, not junior.
Why? You don't like voting?
You didn't vote.
No, I never a voter.
Oh, really?
No.
You could vote.
Yeah.
Oh, where we got Biden or we got Donald Trump?
Whatever you want. Seriously.
I'll take Biden.
Whatever you like. Yeah, if you like that,
yeah.
You vote. That's whatever you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Biden I want.
If you like Joe Biden, then you vote for Joe Biden. If you like Donald Trump, you vote for Donald Trump. That's all.
Okay.
Whatever you like. Yeah.
Okay.
Still time,
okay.
Go run.
As long as you don't vote for La Cucaracha.
Oh, the polls are closed right now.
Yeah, I know, they are.
At 9 o'clock they close.
I know, I was just teasing, you know that. But next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
hey,
Louis. Yo.
Hey, Frank, you got a tissue? I can wipe the tears from my eyes.
Why?
Yeah,
hey,
you
Yeah, and you know why? Because I was sad because I didn't vote. I was a little sad.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you got the allergy?
No,
I have to go buy you Bengay. I need it for my back.
What's up with your back? Bengay? I didn't know that.
What happened to your back?
I use Icy Hot or Bengay or something
up
on my sore
really?
Back.
What's up with your back?
You can use that when you exercise, when you get a stiff leg or aspirin cream and rub it on your
knee. Yeah, I know, but what's
knee.
Up with your back?
No, it's not, I'm like kidding around because I don't have a sore back, but I don't need Bengay right now, but I put it in the medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question. You ever meet any real federales?
What's that?
You ever meet any federales?
Federales?
Yeah. You know, in the Mexican movies.
Oh, okay.
The Mexican police.
I know
federales.
Mexican food, I know.
What?
I know Mexican food I like.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite?
He got you good. He likes the food. He's like, forget about
the
food.
I had chili con hielo, and I had tostillas and tacos.
Oh, Nice.
And burrito once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
And Tamara is homemade soup.
Oh yeah. You know how to cook Mexican food?
No, I go to a takeout and I bring it to the house.
All right. So, what are you gonna talk about on Friday? Tell them about Friday.
Yeah.
Pick a subject.
Whatever you want. Yeah.
I'm gonna do an annotation.
Well, you like that Rosanna?
You like it? Yeah. I think we're gonna call him Rosanna Dana soon.
and by the way, and also. I'm gonna do a Buffy Casalvo annotation. I gotta do that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna do an annotation of Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Oh, I knew that was coming. How did I know? How did I know he was gonna do one of them?
Hey Lou, let me ask you a question. That Saturday Night Live, did they ever have might have been before his time, but did they ever have Dean Martin on there?
No,
it was before his time, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Paul Simon was on air. You got Rolling Stones, Candice Burton, Marilyn Kahn, Chevy Chase, Ray for Not Time players.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chevy Chase, he was in the Dean Martin era.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Wonder why they never had D-Mart. Oh, I got a good idea. Now, think about this. See, for Friday, Rosanna Dana meets Dean Martin on Saturday Night Live.
That'd be good.
How about that?
Take Dean Martin off. He's not in Saturday Night Live. No.
I know, but we're going to put him on there.
That'd be fun.
Now, you be Rosanna. Can you talk like Rosanna Dana?
I did that past Friday.
Yeah.
I'll be Dean Martin, see?
Okay.
Well, Rosanna. Rosanna Tanner Wenner, how about
Friday
a little
night?
Hannah Wenner?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah,
you
we'll
could
do
that too.
We'll do that Friday night. I'll be Dean Martin. Well, Rosanna, I'd like to stand up, but I think I gotta sit down. I had a little too many.
Yeah.
And then you say too much
money?
No, not money, honey. Too much Dana Wenner.
Oh, you talk about money, honey. You talk about Rosanna.
There you go. Here we go. All right.
Friday night, folks.
All right, guys. Yeah.
We'll have some fun with
Sounds
that.
Sounds good, yeah.
Dean Martin meets Rosanna Dana.
Well, let me say a few words for Friday.
Good.
I'm too shy to do it. I'm too shy.
Go ahead. Do it.
What are you talking about,
like
shy?
Do it.
Come on.
Shy, my
I'm too
butt.
Shy.
Go ahead.
Nobody
I'm
can
too
see
shy.
You. You don't have to worry about it.
You're not shy. Go ahead. You're good. Really.
And I can breathe, take a deep breath first.
Take a deep breath first, then.
Deep breath
okay.
And let it go.
Let it rip, yeah.
Just wing it.
Yeah.
Ready,
all
guys?
All right, Friday night we'll have the funnies, follies, whatever you want to call them.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Louis Rivera. I hope you enjoy on a Friday night from 8 to 9 o'clock on a Friday night. The Frolics or the Follies on Blog Talk Radio, sponsored by Inner Sight. We'll have a good time with Rosanna Dana, Pat Cooper, and Buffy Casalvo, and Suzanne Perossi Ferrero, and Louis Rivera, and Pat Cooper.
All right. All right.
The Frolics
on
Friday night.
There you go.
All right. We'll be there.
Better than I would have. There you go.
All right, Louis Rivera, everybody.
All right, Louis.
Hey, Lou, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you like my voice, Suzanne?
Yeah, I do. You did a good job.
Yeah, you're cute. I love you.
Aw, thank you. Love you too, Lou. You'd be good to
me. Yeah, no
okay?
tears, right?
No, I don't have no tears coming up.
All right.
All
we'll
right.
See you
no,
Friday
no,
night,
no,
Louie.
No, don't cry. Don't do that. No, no. Okay, I love
no
you guys.
Crying, okay. You
we
have
love
a good night,
too.
Lou, okay? We love you.
Okay.
All right. In a sight.
Good night, Lou.
Open mic.
Okay.
Hold on,
election
okay.
night, and all we know
okay.
so far is Trump won Indiana.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I know. Ooh, God bless you, Lou.
Gee, if he was running for Senator of Indiana, he'd
do
be
what?
A winner. Look at that.
Yeah, no. Only one problem. I can't.
All right. Any you got any more little bits of information on the election? Or?
I just need to shut Louis' mic first.
Is that it?
And then I'll let you know. Wait. Let me shut Louis' mic first.
All right, folks. 99,950. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, we're going to get more. We're going to get more.
I want those 50 people.
Yeah, we will have them.
Wow. 100,000. I want it. I want it. Hey, that's people voting for us, man.
That's right.
Woo!
We'll get it. We'll get it.
Inner Sight's going to win. Never mind
that's
Biden
it.
And Trump.
That's right.
We're going to win.
Let me see what's going on. Let's see. Vote tally. I don't know. Let's see if we could do that.
All right.
Election. E-L-E-C-T.
Oh, I don't know. They got that up there, vote tally?
I don't know. Maybe.
you
I'm looking
know
at the internet. Who knows? The
they
internet
could,
surely has everything on it.
I don't know who puts that up there, but they could make it up.
No, it has it.
All right. Inner Sight. You want to call in? Anybody got any inside information? 213-816-1650.
Okay. Texas went to, so far, Biden. Let's see.
Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Kansas.
A big
state. Yeah. It's projected to go there. Let's see. Oh, wow, that's interesting. Florida looks like it's going to go, but it's partially going that way. So far, Biden has 85 electoral, Trump has 61, and 270 is to win.
Oh, man, he's way ahead of him.
Yeah, so far.
What that?
Yeah, so far.
Yeah, yeah.
But the night's young. The night's young. That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, well.
Half the nation still hasn't been counted. So.
Yeah. May the worst man win. In a sight.
That's the God honest truth. That is
true. Oh, that's what you're going to get anyway.
Yeah, it's either one worst man or the other worst man.
Get.
New York has not been counted at all. And we're, like, on the East Coast. That's, like, really weird.
No, New York
Maine
is Democratic.
Maine has been counted. And Maine went red. That's weird. Maine doesn't go red. That's weird.
Maine?
But Maine, yeah.
Oh, Maine went to weird. Trump, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's projected to go to Trump. It's a light red. So it's sort of going towards Trump, but hasn't fully gone to Trump yet.
Hmm.
When they go light, that means they're in the Trump direction. But they haven't gone yet. Yeah, that's how this
all right.
Yeah. Means Trump's leading.
Right here now. On Inner Sight, open mic, and Mike, what's his name, Mike Pence?
Yeah.
His middle initial is R. I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know that.
Mike R. Pence on the ballot.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
So, yeah.
Oh. Huh.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, you get you got Trump now. You get Biden. See, what happens is, any changes they're gonna make, you know, takes years to bring about. The president only got 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, but by the time they do something,
they're out.
You know, so the whole thing is weird, man.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you keep changing things back and forth.
Yeah.
some things are good, some are bad, but who knows? Crazy. You know, I know one thing. Whoever wins better get on the ball with some of this alternative medicine because...
yeah, I hope so.
This other stuff not working, man.
That's true.
According to what you hear, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, inside.
I hope something works.
Yeah. Open mic live around the world, election night, and yeah. Let's see. Oh, next year there'll be nothing compared to this.
Oh, it'll be a fiasco compared to this. You know why? We'll be bored to death. Compared to
next year, you got these little things. I think next year is gubernatorial.
Oh, brother.
No gubernatorial this year.
Yeah.
Well, we got to make sure that Cuomo gets kicked out.
Ha, ha, ha.
New York State.
That ain't going to happen.
Well, you never know.
Seriously.
Never
that
know.
Ain't
happen. Get some of these investigations off the ground and, you know.
Yeah. Unless he decides...
Good.
To do something, you know, miraculous, he should be. Really.
Well,
really, unless he
decides
you
never know. You see
to
what
admit.
Happens.
Yeah, unless he decides to admit his wrongs and actually do something right, he should be. Honestly. That's how I feel.
I'm looking more to hurt people, I'm looking more to help people than I am to hurt them, even though I believe Cuomo ought to resign.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm going to concentrate more on trying to help people. That's what he should be concentrating on.
He has more of an ego to do that. That's the problem. He won't do that. You're going to have to get him out. Seriously, I you know, my husband happens to like him. That's his business. But I said to him, do you really like being in a nursing home? Have you ever been in a nursing home? He goes, oh, if I have to be in one, I'll be in one in the future. I said, no, you're not. I'm not going to let you be in one.
Well, everybody's
but
different.
He doesn't realize what it's like. That's the problem. He really doesn't understand
it. Everybody's different. Some people do like nursing homes.
But he doesn't understand
Let
it.
Him have
There's
it.
A big difference. But he doesn't
that
understand it.
That doesn't mean
it.
You gotta push everybody else in there.
No, that's right. I hate it with a passion. I'm very independent. Very independent. Extremely, extremely independent. And I hate it. Oh, you know?
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night's show. Don't forget, tomorrow night. Yes, there is an alternative.
Yeah, there is. And the alternative is stay out of a nursing home. No. Don't ever go in one. No. We mean another
alternative.
That's one of them. Yeah, it is.
And then Thursday night we'll talk about will the new president liberate us?
Yes.
You know,
I've been in nursing homes and they're horrible. They are absolutely horrible. And I've had the food. I've had my rights taken away. I've had just absolutely everything go wrong.
Took your money,
and I don't
too.
Want it. Took my money. Everything. Everything wrong. And this is what he wants?
I wonder how many people have lost their homes, their houses.
They've lost
and
everything. Everything. Everything.
Who
you
have
lose
been
everything.
Put into a nursing home.
You lose everything. What? How is that good?
You lose
how
your credit,
that?
Too.
You lose everything. You lose everything. Everything that's part of you is gone. How could that be good? I mean, I just don't get it. How could you think that that's good?
Well... a lot of people think that a lot of bad things are good. You know?
I don't get it.
That's the
That's
world.
Why
you can't change the world.
I'm
you
signing
can only
up
help
for a certain program. I'm signing up for a certain program, ASAP.
You can only
I
help as many as you can.
Yeah.
But you can't change the entire world, you know.
Yep.
But inner sight, looking forward to the new year. Get this show off the ground on YouTube. That would be a big
thing
plus. For it. And I'll tell you, something that's going to help that happen is this 100,000 figure.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost there, folks. By this time tomorrow night, I want over 100,000.
I want two. No. You never know.
Oh, yeah. I'll take it.
I'll take 200.
All right, so people are going to go to sleep and later on and wake up tomorrow morning and find out this is a new president or an old new president. So, whatever. But you know something? Your life is still going to be the same.
That's right.
It's not going to change
true.
That much.
No, it isn't.
It's not going to change. Still got to do the same
thing.
People
think that it is, but it isn't. You know,
so,
it really isn't.
No matter what, you got to keep living.
That's right. People
be
think
happy.
It's going to be disastrous. Yeah. People think
you
got to
find things to make you happy.
That's true. It's not a disaster. It isn't. You know, you're the only one who can make things a disaster if you want it to be. You know?
Well, that's how people think a lot of times.
Yeah, but if you want to make something a disaster, you will.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to make it a disaster, then you don't. That's
I think what a lot of people have to learn to do is take a situation and turn it into something that'll benefit you.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people fail to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
You know. So, proud to announce that our former critic, who, by the way, will be coming on as a guest on our show to do a review, our former critic, Tyler, great guy who has landed a part in a show on Broadway.
Oh, sweet.
So we gave him his start here, and he remembers us, and we're going to get him on as a guest in the coming weeks. And I heard from Dr. Danielle. She's going to be coming on. She's been over swamped with clients, so.
Oh, great.
But she hasn't forgotten us. She got a message to me, and.
That's awesome.
So we'll give you some more information on alternative.
Well, Inner Sight works, I tell you.
When she comes on. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Happy election night.
Yeah.
All right. May the worst man win.
That's the truth.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-309-231. Phone number. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, and engineer. And around the world. We'll take it again tomorrow night, headed for 100,000 listeners.
Yes.
Wow. How long did it take us to get up there?
From
2012
to now.
2012?
To now.
Nah, we didn't take us that long.
Yeah.
What, like 8 years?
Yeah.
We haven't been on that long.
Yeah, we have.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.